since Uber invaded our business. It messed up my life.
It is not a real bailout because we're not asking for a penny. We want Big Papa paying attention to us.
When Andrew Murstein hired pop music star Nicki Minaj to headline his son Matt's bar mitzvah, it was an unusually conspicuous flaunting of wealth by one of New York City's leading taxicab magnates. Newsweek estimates that Minaj might have been paid as much as $500,000 for the gig, which entailed taking a personal photo with every single prepubescent boy in attendance. Andrew Murstein's vast wealth derives from a shrewd decision that his grandpa Leon made 78 years ago. In 1937, New York City issued what ultimately amounted to 13,437 taxi medallions, a special kind of license that conferred the exclusive right to drive a cab in the Big Apple. And Leon Murstein bought one for $10. And then he bought several hundred more to rent out to other drivers. Over the next 75 years, the price of those medallions climbed from $10 to over $1 million.
Ultimately, all that value that's built up in the medallions comes out of passengers.
Josh Barrow is a reporter at the New York Times who covers the taxi industry.
Fares are higher than they would otherwise be able to be because you have to limit the number of people using these taxis.
Over the years, the city tried periodically to break the medallion cartel to make life easier on the riding public, but to no avail. And then in May of 2011, a new company rolled into town.
Welcome to Uber. A reliable ride is always just minutes away. Let's get one. These are all the cars in your area and how close they are.
For roughly 2.5 years after Uber's arrival, the taxi industry kept thriving. In November 2013, Medallion Financial, the publicly traded company that's run by Andrew Murstein, saw its share price hit a 13-year high. But as more and more Uber cars took to the streets, the stock plummeted, ultimately losing about half of its value. The average number of trips taken in a cab each day has fallen, and average fare box revenue has fallen. The front of this taxi garage in Brooklyn is jammed with parked cabs because the company that runs it can't find enough drivers to hire. They'd all rather go work for Uber.
It really is remarkable how these monopolies that couldn't be broken for decades were broken so quickly, but I think it was because of Uber moving first and basically saying, we're going to show people how this can be different, and then we'll have the fight about whether we want that different thing or not.
The Mursteins diversified out of the medallion market long ago, so they'll end up rich no matter what happens. But Gene Friedman, the city's largest single medallion holder, with an estimated 900 to his name, is in deep trouble. He's been sued by the Attorney General for ripping off drivers, flagged as a tax delinquent, and a handful of the taxi garages he owns have filed for bankruptcy protection. In April, Friedman arranged a private meeting with bankers, medallion owners, and elected officials to build support for a city bailout.
It's a scream by a child for attention.
What you're doing is a scream for
correct.
For a child.
That's right.
This type of industry is a child? No, is that the metaphor?
We are absolutely, we're all children of the city. We're all children of the city and the city council and of City Hall.
His idea is that the government should step in and offer a loan guarantee so taxpayers would take the hit if medallion prices were to keep tumbling.
It is not a real bailout because we're not asking for anything, for a penny here.
The problem is that the city is guaranteeing a repayment on a medallion loan at a level exceeding the actual market price of a taxi medallion. Then the city is going to be left on the hook for millions and millions and conceivably billions of dollars in lost value on medallions. Now, what people like Gene would say is that there's just a temporary disruption in this market. It's like 2008 after the financial crisis. And if the government just steps in and acts as a guarantor, things will go back to normal. But that's not what's happening in the taxi space. There's an actual solvency problem here, which is that the real value of a taxi medallion has declined because you cannot generate as much profit off of a taxi medallion as you used to be able to.
I used to work hard to get my dream come true in this country. Sweet land of liberty, yes.
Ala Khalil is an Egyptian immigrant who spent years driving someone else's cab, about 90 hours a week. In 1994, he'd finally saved enough to make a down payment on his very own medallion, which cost $178,000.
Between 94 and 2013, it was a really good life. Since Uber invaded our business, It messed up my life. List fares to the airports. They took all the airports. And we used to see a lot of people in the street. And now people are waiting in front of their houses with the iPhones looking for the Uber to come. And they never hail us anymore. I'm in financial crisis now. I stopped payment all of my credit cards. What if you lose this house? What about my kids? Where are they gonna live? It's really hard.
Selling his medallion is no longer an option because there's no liquidity in the market. Nobody even knows what a medallion would sell for at this point, because in the past 4 months, there hasn't been a single sale, just 5 bank foreclosures.
They're gonna strip my medallion. If I don't pay like 2 months, they take your card while you're sleeping inside.
The people I would worry about are these individual cab operators who own one medallion, who tied up their life savings in the medallion. It's sad, and I think that there are, you know, there are real people who got hurt here, but again, I would remember that the value in those medallions was not free. Value in those medallions came out of elevated prices paid by consumers of taxi rides.
Ala Khalil wouldn't be in so much trouble if he hadn't treated his medallion like a cash register over the years. As its price soared, he took vacations, bought an expensive house and a luxury car. Overall, he borrowed an additional $300,000 against its value.
I refinanced the medallion too many times. I mean, like 3-4 times. Every time I need money, I needed money, I go and pick up like $50,000, $40,000. It was a lot of money in the medallion. Now, I have nothing inside.
This is an argument for why you shouldn't create a medallion system. Not every city exposes small investors to this business of making big bets in public policy. We should try to build our economy not around the government creating extra opportunities for people to make those sorts of unwise investments.
Uber has been unequivocally good for taxi customers. And as even Khalil acknowledges, it's also been good for many drivers.
It's a good opportunity for immigrants, yes, yes. Because they're gonna find that a new job and fast and make money fast. My nephew is an Uber. He's been here like 5 years now and he makes as much as I make now. I'm happy for him, but I'm not happy for my family.